In today's conversation for Co-Creator Circles, we have with us Andreena, who is a happiness coach and who has been doing a lot of work in this space, both with individuals and at the corporate level with organizations. She has a rich and checkered past working in the HR industry and moving on to individual counseling work. And I really look forward to having a conversation with her today on this very, very interesting topic of happiness. So, welcome, Andreena.
Thank
And
you, Anita. Thank you for
before we start, if you want to just tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. And first of all, what a day for picking this a day where we celebrate love. And this is love and happiness go together. So first of all, I want to acknowledge the Co-Creator Circle for creating this space for these beautiful conversations and an important one for not only me, for everyone, because when I do a speaking engagement or I work with companies, I always ask people, is there anyone in the audience that doesn't want to be happy? And I haven't found anyone. So,
Absolutely, yeah.
as you said, my name is Andreina Pradas. I'm the owner of Enhance That Life. That's the website. And we in Enhance, what we have is we have the mission to spread happiness to companies and people. I have a background, as you mentioned, in more than 20 years of corporate human resources. I work in nonprofits, hotels, different industries. And then 7 years ago, I decided I needed to start my own journey of happiness and create my company. I'm a certified coach, and I'm also a Reiki master, a Suyog therapist, and I channel. I'm a spiritual channel, what I like to say. I have the ability to contact or connect with people who has transitioned in people's life and provide some messages for the loved ones and from the loved ones. So I'm more than that, I'm a learner. As
Wonderful.
you have said to me, the best school is life. So I'm always learning. I reach for the best. I also have a master in human resources development. So I'm always being in search of learning in the schools and universities and programs. But I have also understood that life is a great school and one that doesn't stop teaching me.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we're all in a similar space and constantly learning. And I think that's what makes these conversations so interesting because we are both in similar spaces, and every time we meet, we learn so much from each other. So, Andreena, really, I'm happy you're taking the time out to have this conversation, and it's going to help a lot of people, I'm sure. So, I was just going through your website, and you say over there that it's your vision and desire, and almost like your life's purpose now to create happy communities and have a happiness movement that will kind of touch everyone's life. So, could you tell me a little more about what is your vision and dream for yourself?
I'm sure as your background is to have your private practice and help so many people, that you will also say that more and more we see people dealing with so much in their lives. Starting with kids. And when I work in the corporate environment, I realized that, since I was 11, 12 years old, I started studying happiness. And I realized at one point that there is so much pain. So my mission to spread, to go to every community, every place is because everyone needs that. So as long as I have the capacity to do so, I'm going to go to the places that I am able to provide my knowledge, my experience to help others and to support others in their journey to find happiness.
Wonderful. And what about when you're doing work with corporates? How do you tailor your offerings over there?
So I have a program, and I also have a guide that I recently released. It's called Living Happiness, and in the guide, I explain seven topics that I use to provide support to people in their journey to happiness. Every topic has seven practices, exercises, because when people ask me what happiness is, I tell them happiness is a decision that we have to make every day. And science has proved to us that happiness can be learned. And the happiness that I'm talking about is no, oh, just jump being everything is perfect, because we understand life is not perfect. The happiness that I'm proposing is that you get the skills, the tools that you need to better manage life. That's the happiness that we're talking about. So how can we do that? Then I provide these tools to people so they can work with this program to enhance their life and be happier.
Wonderful. And I guess, if you're doing this work, whether it's at the individual level or at the corporate level, finally we are dealing with people. So happy people will make happy workplaces. So, working at an individual level, helping people, like you said, make that decision to be happy and will probably help them go into work and create an environment which is positive for all.
Yes, because happiness is linked to productivity. There's so many researches that prove that happier people are going to be more productive. So what I do to companies is I implement my program, help people to be happier, because the company is not going to make you happy. No one is going to make you happy. It starts with you. But the company can create the space for you to work on your happiness. Therefore, you're going to be more productive. I have cases of companies that I work with that double their productivity by providing this space for people to work in themselves, therefore be more productive. So it can happen.
Yeah, I guess like you also say on your website that, true happiness or sustainable happiness is something that comes from within. So irrespective of what's happening around us and, the kind of politics that is often there in the workplace or conflicts, but if a person makes a decision to be happy and works on it from within, I guess that, and that's where you come in and help them to develop the skills to do so.
Yes, because I tell people, for more than 20 years in human resources, people will come and complain. They will never say that they were wrong. They will complain about something or someone else. And what I tell people is, if you start working on your own happiness, taking the responsibility of your happiness, because why are you going to blame and give the power of your happiness to other people? And in science is confirming that 90% of your happiness is inside you. So we can blame others and we can expect others to do something, but it's not going to happen. It's inside you. And that's why I emphasize that it's your responsibility, and it's our responsibility more than ever because of what's going on around us and in the world. So if you want to change, you have to start with changing yourself.
I think you've raised such an important point, Andrina, about taking responsibility versus being in a blaming or a complaining mode. Because I think one of the hallmarks of, if you were to look at the opposite of happiness, or somebody who is in a place of self-pity or a victim kind of a mentality, I think what we see in such cases is the tendency to not take responsibility and to constantly look for factors outside of oneself to attribute their unhappiness to. So, yeah, I think this is so important that, if they learn how to take responsibility, well, that's really the starting point of being happy. It brings
Yes.
to mind a very interesting thing that I had read about destination happiness. You know,
Oh.
where people keep thinking that there is the only if, or if I reach this place, or if I do this, or if I accomplish this, then I will be happy. So, and it never really happens. So a person may change their jobs, they may change their place of residence, They may change their life partners, but if you carry that inside of you, no matter what you change in the external world, you will never reach that state of sustainable happiness that you talk about.
Yes,
Yeah.
so critical. And the beauty about it is that the way science divides happiness, it says that 50% of your happiness is generic. So let's say your mom and dad tended to be sad and depressed, then you have 50% chances that you will inherit that. 40, that's 50. Then the other 40% of rest is your thoughts and approach towards life. Only 10% is the outside, friends, jobs, material stuff, you name it. Only 10%. And the most important thing is that science has said that by working on the 40%, your thoughts and approach towards life, you can change your genetics. So you can I'm sorry, complain to your dad or mom or blame them anymore, because you can own 90% of your happiness by working on the 40%, which means understanding your thoughts, belief, working on those, and the approach you have towards happiness that will change that generics. Because in coaching, and I'm sure you know more than many people, that there is like what they call the emotional generics, that if the that goes through generations, but if you work on that and stop that, so you cannot then say that it's because of mom and dad or someone else. So that's the beauty about happiness, that you can really learn it and change your life. And the 10% that is outside, you can also change it by how you want to approach that is happening in your life. I lost my job. Okay. Are you gonna just get depressed forever and do nothing, or are you gonna do something about it to change that? So you are responsible for your life at the end of the day. But yeah, if you're in the victim role and you feel like it's them, it's their fault, it's because of the government, or it's because of my mom or someone else, then you will never take the ownership of working on your happiness.
Absolutely. I think, Antina, you've raised a very interesting point, tabling the mind-body connection. And yeah, it's a fact that, just as the body affects the mind can affect the body. So
Yes.
it's a very interesting interplay. And definitely, our biochemistry impacts our emotions. And there is a strong biological basis for most emotions. But like you said, with changing our approach and maybe even changing lifestyle, small changes in exercise, diet, etc., we can affect positively the biochemistry that we may have inherited.
Yes.
So yeah, and what you mentioned, that you have a 7-step program that you offer. What would you say, in your experience, are the three most important things that you have found to be very effective in reaching the state of sustainable happiness?
Yeah, and it will be related to three of them, of the 7 topics that I use in my program. One is your what I call your mental disc. So how to transform your beliefs, thoughts in something that really helps you to have a happy life. Because we go through life in kind of auto mode, and we are not even conscious about what we're thinking. So it's creating that awareness and then working on those thoughts and beliefs, and see if they're really helping you to create a happy life. And then the other one is the approach towards life. That will be the second one. So understanding and kind of seeing how you embrace life. Do you embrace it as a victim? You feel life is hard. You feel it's impossible to change the way your life is, or you have a better or more positive approach towards life. And the third one, I'm sorry, will be self-love. And the importance of starting with your own self, because Again, you cannot find happiness, love, abundance, anything in life if you don't work it for yourself first. So if I don't love myself, I can expect to have a loving life, right? Not only someone, a partner or a significant other. I cannot expect people to love me, to have people who care about me if I'm not that way. So it's very important to understand that it starts with us, with each of us. So I
That's
will
so
see.
beautiful. Yes, I totally agree. I think starting with self-love is so important. You know, if we can't give it to ourselves, we can't do it for others. So, yeah, that's so lovely. Another question that comes to my mind is that do you feel there is a difference between peace and happiness?
Well, happiness is, as I said, it's a decision. But of course, the concept is more kind of a state of mind, a state of an emotional state. And for me, peace is part of that emotional state of happiness. Peace comes inside a happiness. It's very difficult to have happiness if you don't find peace in your life. And usually, peace comes with a balance of what you think, what you say, what you do. That are in balance, because if you are thinking one way and you're doing something else because people say you that's what you need to do, then you're not at peace. You're not in balance. So it's very hard to walk in peace, and even harder to be happy if you don't really have the balance and in those areas.
So what you're saying is that, you know, peace is being in harmony or being in peace is almost like a prerequisite or a path to happiness. And if all our elements are synchronized and in harmony with each other, then we are in a more peaceful state, and that's what makes us happy.
Yeah,
Okay.
because we maybe many times we go through life pleasing others or doing things that we were said that we needed to do, but it's not necessarily what our heart and our soul is saying that we need to say, do. So it's just a revision of, okay, am I doing what others expect from me? In that regards, is that creating happiness in my life? Or should I just revisit this and see if there is another way? And it's not, I always tell people, it's not about being a rebel. Oh, I'm gonna do what I want, regardless of what people think or what they want of me. No, it's very hard to be happy and to be at your 100% if you're just pleasing people. And if you go through life just doing what you were meant to do because people say that, but it's not what you're feeling inside. So, and that creates a lack of happiness and, of course, peace.
It has to start. It has to start from within and being true to yourself.
Yes, which is easy to say, a little bit more difficult to practice. Yeah.
What drew you to this work? I know you talked about seeing a lot of pain around in the world and a desire to maybe help people deal with that pain. But is there anything else, any specific incident that you would like to share?
My work of happiness started when I was 11 years old. I met an aunt because my father is from Spain. I'm from Venezuela, and we went to a vacation, and I met her, and we started this exchange of books and understanding of happiness. I feel like I was born with happiness as a DNA. Like I needed to understand happiness for whatever reason at early age. And then later in life, I got married, and then I got divorced, and I was diagnosed with a depression in my mid-30s. And I said up to myself, okay, I've been studying happiness all my life. I'm sure life gave me this is my graduation. So you know about happiness, there you go. Try now. And that's when I really started creating the program, and I was able to get out of depression without taking medication, which I'm not saying anything against that. It's just in my case, I wanted to do it in a way that was more natural, and I started practicing what I now share with people and what I've been studying for many years.
Thanks for sharing, Andrina. I think, yeah, what you said is so true. Life teaches us more than any other degree that
Yeah.
we may attain, and you know,
Yes.
we're all you know, being healers and counselors, we are tested for all the things that we teach out there. So, and yeah, working through it and making sure that you know what we are teaching really works is, I guess, the reason why these experiences come our way too. So I'm so happy to have met you. I'm so happy to hear about the kind of work that you are doing, Andrina. I think it's wonderful. And even if one life is impacted positively, I think we leave the world a better place. Is there anything that you would like to talk about in terms of the legacy that you personally would like to leave behind, or what you would be like to be remembered as?
When they celebrate my life and when I'm in another realm, I want people to say she created a change in the world. So many people are happier now, starting with kids. So I think if we can start at early age teaching people, kids, how to be happy, we can really create a different world. So
Thank you so much, Andrina, and I wish you all the best. And
thank you, Benita.
I hope to have more conversations with you on this topic as we progress.
Same here. Thank you. Be happy.
Bye.
Bye.